Hi, I'm Andy Schofield.
What are you doing here in Edinburgh?
We're up with Hull Cycle Speedway. I'm the team manager. We're racing against Edinburgh. Hi, I'm Andy Schofield.
You've got a top on it. It says Hull Cycle Speedway Club. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're from Hull. We've been going for quite a few years now. 1971 we started. It's up here racing in the Northern League this weekend or today, yeah.
A wee bit of a struggle for riders this weekend?
Yeah, we was missing one rider. I think one decent rider and we'd have made a better match of it.
How did the match go for you?
Didn't go very well, really. I say we're missing a rider. We had to win most of our races, and we started poorly. No, they had a strong sub, and it made a big difference. And we never really got into the match.
You had a top rider, were you, Andy?
We did. We had Andy Angel, and he rode as he usually does. He rode very well, scored well. But I think the rest of the team were just a little bit down on what we normally expect.
It's a long way to come up here for an afternoon cycle speedway, but. What thoughts are you going back down to Hull with after today's meeting?
Yeah, it's a long way to go. We're used to doing this travelling, but I think probably we're all a little bit disappointed. We didn't expect to win, but we thought we'd do better than we did do, really. Yeah, so hopefully we can put it right and do better next time. It's second match just showed some of the riders, you know, can ride a bit better than they did doing the first match.
You did have a young rider as well. What's his name?
We had young Kai. He's just started, been riding for probably 3 or 4 weeks, and he's just starting to get into it, and he's doing very well, really enthusiastic, yeah.
And riding with the more experienced riders, it must give him a bit of experience.
It does, yeah. He gets paired up. I know in the first match we couldn't do, but normally he'll be paired up with a rider that's been riding for quite a while, and that's helping him. And he's you know, he gets the same thing in training, and he's coming along really well.
People don't appreciate you've come up from Hull to, you know, take part in the cycle speedway here at Redbury's. How many miles or how long does it take you to get here?
Well, I think it's about 260 each way. So we set off at 6 this morning, so it's about 6 hours all told with stops, yeah. It's a long journey.
6 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yeah. But we get used to it. We've been up once this year before, and we're used to coming up now.
And the tapes are up at 1 o'clock, so yeah. It's a long morning before you even get here.
It's a long ride, but I say we're used to it, and we enjoy coming up here.
Who was the rest of the riders that you brought up with you, your team?
Well, the team we had up, apart from Kai, who we've spoken about, and Andy, who always does well, we had Nathan Everett. Again, he's one of our better riders. Maybe wasn't quite on top form today, but rode well in the second match. Josh Bellis, who's been riding well, normally rides with Andy, and they've been really flying this year. But again, Josh had a fall, and it just affected him for the rest of the meeting. And again, rode very well in the second match. And Dave Cooper, who's been with us for quite a while, and you know, Dave always sort of gets stuck in, but again, probably not his best match in the first match, but just showed a little bit more in the second team.
After today, who are you up against next?
This match we've got will be away, probably at Stockport in a couple of weeks' time. Either Stockport or Astley. Might be Astley. So both are tough teams. So we'll go there and hopefully do a bit better.
A wee bit more local for you, are they not?
Yeah, it's not so far to go. It's just down the M62. So hour and a half and we'll be there. Much easier day.
Thanks very much for the chat, and have a safe journey home.
Thanks very much. Cheers.